The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ in Hampton and Ty Rushing of the Northwest Iowa Review. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
First of all, I wanted to get your thoughts about the latest with the situation with Iran and the Middle East right now. What have you heard and what are your concerns?
I will have a briefing tomorrow, so all I can answer for you is what I have heard from colleagues, but more importantly, what I've read several different sources. I'm concerned that they would be ready to attack us, and it wouldn't surprise me that they wouldn't mind plugging up the Straits of Hormuz with sunken ships so we couldn't get oil out and create a disaster economically connected with the price of oil throughout the world. I think that they're very desperate. I think that the sanctions that we put on have hurt. I think they're irritated because President Trump withdrew. I don't think President Trump wants military action. And I think through backdoor channels, he's trying to get some talks going with them. Will they talk? Wouldn't surprise me that if they're hurt economically, they will. Ty.
Senator, I don't know if you saw this. This kind of made the rounds in Iowa over the weekend, a tweet from Sally Goldenberg from Politico, where she said her observations from Iowa were that it was very flat, driving is monotonous. There is more unbuilt land in one block than NYC has in an entire borough. Dirt roads are terrifying. No one carries almond milk, and caucus goers are extremely well-informed. Obviously, a lot of us in the state perceive that as a negative. Wondering if you had any thoughts on that.
Well, did you say she said that our people are well-informed?
Yep, that's how she said all the other stuff and then ended with well-informed.
Well, that's quite a compliment, isn't it? Being that we're first in the nation. And I'll bet you she's from Washington, D.C., which is an island surrounded by reality. And I'll just tell you something that you don't know because you live there in the Middle West like I do, that you probably don't think of Washington, D.C. that way. But when everybody that works in Washington, D.C. is either working for the government or are in businesses connected with the government, that's all people think about. And government consumes wealth. It doesn't create wealth. And so you're with a bunch of people here in Washington, D.C. that are living in a dreamland because all the money's coming in and they don't have to produce much of it, but they get the opportunity to spend it. It also sounds to me like somebody that believes that food doesn't come from farms, but it comes from grocery stores. So I'm glad she's traveling Iowa to learn about the real world. And I could say the real America, because I used to bring ambassadors from Washington, D.C. to Iowa, and for a long time they considered a flyover country. And later on in the 13 tours I had of ambassadors to Iowa between 1986 and 2006, I believe it was, when I quit, they all said, this is the real America. Brian.
Senator, get your thoughts about the situation with the tariffs. I know the aluminum and steel are coming off, but we still have a lot going on with China right now.
Well, first of all, I think the president taking the tariffs off with Mexico and Canada gives him credibility and stature negotiating with China. And it also ought to tell people in Washington, D.C. that had doubts, could he make a deal, that he proves it by negotiating one with China, with Canada, Mexico. Almost thought they were 90% of the way there with China, and then China backs off. He's reached an agreement with South Korea close to reaching an agreement with Japan. And in the meantime, he announces that we get our beef into Japan, and for the first time in a quarter century, we're getting pork into Argentina. So I think he's gaining credibility and taking these tariffs off, moving the debate from the White House to the House of Representatives. It puts pressure on Pelosi to move, and this is a real good agreement. The agreement itself is very, very good. But also to get rid of these tariffs and take retaliatory tariffs off from Mexico on pork, corn, and cheese, that gets our products in there easier. And we're going to be able to get more dairy products and wheat into Canada. So it's a very good thing. Now with China, it's difficult for me to give you any more of an update than what we've had. Later on this week, I'm going to be talking to Bob Lighthizer. I might get some information from him about China, but right now, I can't give you anything more than what you've read in the paper. Ty?
Senator, Secretary Perdue has said that they are working on another trade relief package for farmers, up to $20 billion. Do you think this is the solution?
No, it's not a solution. Markets are the solution. Because you can count on markets when the government doesn't interfere. But you can't count on politicians giving aid to farmers every time there's a problem. Now, there's a lot of safety net for farmers that farmers can count on, like crop insurance and PLC and ARC programs that are safety nets for farmers. But considering the fact that farmers are being hurt by something The fact that farmers are hurt by something that's no fault of their own, in other words, the president putting on tariffs, then I think it's legitimate that the president do what the Secretary Perdue said he's lining up support for. Brian, or did I just finish with Brian?
Oh no, it's his turn.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Senator. Your thoughts about, I know your office issued this news release lately about the EPA lying about the basis for granting the RFS waivers. Can you tell folks any updates on that?
We haven't gotten an answer to my letter yet, but I think it's pretty clear that we've got information that they didn't think we had, and I expect them to take responsibility for it and back off of the policy that shouldn't have been put in place the first place. I think Wheeler is a different person than Pruitt, and Pruitt's the one that did that, and that in the end we'll probably have a better policy on waivers from Wheeler than we did from Pruitt. Last question from Ty.
Okay, Senator. Recently, Governor Reynolds signed off on legislation that would allow Iowa farmers to grow hemp here in the state. Do you think this should help, especially as commodity prices continue to fall?
I think it'll help over time, but it isn't going to be an immediate help because farmers are reluctant to change their farming practices quickly. But any alternatives you have to being a two-crop state is going to be beneficial to the farmers if they want to take advantage of it.
Thank you, Brian and Ty, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.